Good evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, episode 6 of Star of Vengeance. In our last episode, George and Sui traveled to Hong Kong to hire the worst navigator they could find. Only he can take them to the habitoid called Ugly, where, they believe, the Star of Vengeance is hidden. Upon leaving his home, however, our heroes are stopped by a shadowy figure. When they stop to wait for an ox cart convoy to pass, the mysterious pursuer catches up with them and, with a wrathful cry, attacks! What's going on? Find out after this.
Governor?
Good morning, Paul. Anything for me today?
Yeah, well, I'll show you what I got, but you know, it ain't much.
Well, cut them out, then. Not good, Paul. Look at all that fat, that sallow complexion. She smoked, too. See the stains on the teeth? Oh, the best organs are probably ruined.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm telling you, Governor, it's a shame the way these people let themselves go, you know? I mean, it's getting so it's hardly worthwhile to kill nobody for their body parts now.
Oh, yes, Paul. Physical fitness has reached a sorry state in this city. Well, considering the condition of this one's in, I'm afraid I can only give you 150 for her.
What? Oh, come on, Governor. Can't you make it 200? I mean, I've got a gang of thugs to feed, you know?
Oh, sorry, Paul, but times are hard for me, too.
Cool, blimey.
Shape up, people. Give some poor organ legger a break. You have nothing to lose but your liver, heart, kidneys, eyelids, Langerhans, bone marrow, and eel bladder.
Star of Vengeance, Episode 6. The more grizzled, the better. As our story opens, George and Sui are being attacked by a portly middle-aged woman in sensible shoes who...
Temperance! Hey, hold it! Stop, you crazy bat! Look what you've done! Why'd you put these stickers all over us? Oh, poor Georgie! Are you okay?
Hear the truth, brethren! Woe upon the sinners!
Oh, no.
Justice will come to the fornicators, the worshippers of false idols, the sippers of mind-altering substances, the... players and tiddlywinks and checkers. Temperance! Is this man your husband?
Sui, grab some pickup sticks. Back, you fiend!
Back!
You profane the sacred symbol! Blasphemy!
Phew, that was a close call.
What was that?
Yeah, well, take my word for it. You don't want to know. Come on, let's peel off some of these stickers and then go find that hotel. Ouch!
Later that same episode...
Okay, I'll go make the rounds of the bars, see if I can find a grizzled space pilot. You stay here and get the supplies we'll need for the trip, and when you're done, wait for me back at the hotel, okay?
Sure. Oh boy, just look at all this stuff.
Yeah, look at it, but don't buy a lot of stuff we don't need, all right?
I know what I'm doing, Georgie. Go look for that pilot.
Well, bye now.
Bye. Oh, excuse me. Do you work here?
How may I make your life a little easier today?
Well, I'm going on a trip, and I'd like some advice what to bring.
Ah, and are you traveling as a tourist, miss?
No, you might say it's a sort of survey mission.
I see. Well, let me show you our roughing it department. Now then, will there be air where we're going?
So I hear.
Okay. Ah, now here's something no explorer should be without.
Spaghetti?
This is no ordinary spaghetti, but a secret weapon. Each strand contains enough tribo-ribo-higgly-piggly-relaxomide to knock out any carbon-based life form for at least half an hour.
Wow, I'll take 2 boxes. What else have you got?
Well, there's garlic, of course. Handy if you meet up with any vampires.
Oh, come on now. Vampires.
All right.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Yeah. What about this stuff here?
Pirate repellent. Very handy. You spray it on the outside of your ship to make it look repulsive.
Ooh, well, with the ship we've got, we don't need that.
And here we have a secret coder ring. You can use it to send coded messages to the other people in your expedition.
But why use code? Can't I just tell them what I want them to know?
Oh, that's so old-fashioned. Besides, if someone else wants to find the message, you don't want him to be able to read it.
Well, no, not if it's Bellicote. But what's to prevent him from going out and buying his own ring?
But that's the beauty of it. Each ring is made with a different coding key.
So how does the person who gets the message decode it?
You send them the ring along with the message.
Well, what about this? Tricks with cards, dice, and string? Fascinate the natives. We'll want that.
And no traveler should be without this handy little gadget.
What is it?
A compass.
This one's broken. See, it's pointing down.
Oh, you're thinking of a magnetic compass. This one's supposed to point down. It's a gravity compass.
A gravity compass.
Yes.
And no matter where you are, it always points down. Is that it?
Right. Except in freefall.
Clever.
Oh, and we mustn't forget, you'll need a mascot. Let's go over to the pet section.
Hey, bartender! Yo!
You called, sir.
Yes, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a grizzled pilot who's willing to take a job on short notice.
Grizzled, sir?
Yeah, that's right. You know what grizzled means, don't you?
Don't patronize me. I know what grizzled means. Robots don't get grizzled.
Yes, well, of course they don't.
So when you say you want a grizzled captain, what you're really saying is that a robot won't do. Is that it? Robots aren't good enough for you? Is that it?
No, it isn't that at all. It's just conventional in a story of this type, you know, that a pilot should be tough, grizzled, and if possible, tanned from exposure to unfiltered sunlight.
Robots don't get tanned either.
Look, if you don't want to help me, fine. I'll look somewhere else.
Maybe you should do that.
Hey, you.
Me?
Sit there. I want to talk to you. Did I hear you say you were looking for a tough, grizzled space pilot ready to leave on short notice?
Yeah, maybe. Why?
Am I grizzled enough for you?
Well, you're certainly very grizzled. You mean you're,
Registered AA rated 114,273 hours flying time. Here's my license. No cats, no kangaroos, no shoelaces longer than 6 feet, no temperance lectures. You okay for that?
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then. I can leave this afternoon if you want. We got a deal?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was expecting someone more.
Never.
Okay, it's a deal.
Shake on it, bud. Crystal Wong. You can call me Crystal.
Yeah, how do you do? George Panagas.
How do you do, Georgie? So, when exactly are you fixing to leave?
Don't call me.
Hey! I'm my duck, you beast!
Sue! Oh,
Georgie, help! This man is teasing Ducky food!
Hey, troll! Leave that lady alone!
And the duck, too!
Yeah!
You.
Sue!
Sit!
What's with the duck?
This is our mascot! He's coming with us.
All right, then. We do need a mascot, of course. But you should know better than to carry a duck around the streets of Hong Kong. I thought I told you to wait in the hotel.
You're not my boss. Hi, are you the pilot?
That's right.
Fine. We'll meet you at the spaceport. Dock number 57...
Well, here we are. Dock number 57B. This way, Mr. Delude.
What? You expect me to fly that hunk of junk?
Why, it's the Hop Toad. It's my old ship. So that's where it ended up.
Rick, let's hurry and get in before someone sees us. If someone gets around that I flew the Hop Toad, they'd laugh me out of the pilot's union.
Hey, what's going on?
The episode over?
And so, George and Suey and their new companions, Delude, Crystal, and Ducky Poo, take off on their voyage.
Oh, hold it! What are you doing?
I'm reading the trailer. The episode is over.
But what about the cliffhanger?
The what?
At the end of all the other episodes, we were left in some perilous situation to keep the listeners in suspense so they'd tune in next time. This week, nothing.
How come?
Look, I wish you'd quit hassling me. I don't write these things. I just read what they give me, okay? If you've got a complaint, talk to the author.
Okay.
Author! Author!
What is it? What do you want?
Are you the author? Hey, listen, what's going on? Why no cliffhanger this week, huh?
Oh, well, you were supposed to be menaced by H. Neville Belcode in this episode, but I haven't been able to get hold of him.
What do you mean you can't get hold of him?
He doesn't answer his phone. I don't know where he is or what he's up to. I suppose he has some nefarious scheme of his own planned.
Do you mean he's skulking around plotting things and you don't even know what they are?
Well, that's right, so be extra careful, okay? Keep a sharp eye out, and tune in to the next exciting episode of Star of Vengeance!
Sorry, I'm Dextra Rotary Levula, Rotary Eye, and a carbon based.
Correct, I'm allergic.
Life can be tough for a parasite traveling far from its home planet. Finding a compatible host is next to impossible, but fortunately, help is in sight.
Really?
Really? Now there's Universal Adapters, Inc. Just send us samples of your own tissue and that of your intended host, and Universal Adapters will tailor-make a special virus that will change your biochemistry to match your host's. It's that simple.
Wow!
Wow is right. Call today for a free estimate. Just head for the nearest ComNet terminal and say...
Universal Adapters!
Please consult your physician. Universal Adapters, Inc. cannot be held responsible for any side effects.